Prime Podcast of Universal Lottery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins. And today, we continue our practice in the letter to the Hebrews. We're in chapter 1 as we conclude chapter 1 today with verses 11 through 14. They will perish, but you remain, and they will grow old like a garment. You will roll them up like a cloak, and like a garment they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will have no end. But to which of the angels has he ever said, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool"? Are they not all ministering spirits sent to serve for the sake of those who are to inherit salvation? Paul reminds us that those who are not confessed in Christ Jesus will grow old like a garment, being rolled up like a cloak and thrown away. He reminds us that God has never said to an angel, "Come and let me make your enemies your footstool." He has called on us as ministering spirits sent to serve for the sake of those who are to inherit salvation, grasping right over wrong, seeking to live instead of die, remaining in Christ to provide for the lost, the lonely, and languished, the only way to live forever. The Catechist of the Catholic Church reminds us today in paragraph number 328, and I quote, "The existence of the spiritual, non-corporeal beings that sacred scripture usually called angels is a truth of faith. The witness of scripture is as clear as the unanimity of tradition. God sent his only Son to overcome the sins of the world by a simple confession of truth. I believe Jesus is Lord and Savior of the world." Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I am sorry, Lord. Please believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things." Prayers for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said we'd pray for and those we've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others as we lift up those who are joining the church this Easter season. We pray for their intentions today as we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts today. My poem comes from the study of Hebrews 1. We conclude chapter 1 today with verses 11 through 14. It's a three-stanza poem. It's titled, "Serve as Sent, Spirits Ministering." Remain you, perish, will they. Garment old, grow all, will they. Cloak, rolled, will you of they. Changed, all your focus, of they. Same are you in Christ. End none, years yours suffice. No angel has been asked to sit to his right. Footstool of enemies make by evidence of the light. Serve as sent spirits ministering. Those his sake believe. Salvation inherit without blistering. Christian's life eternal conceive. Amen. I'm Thomas Hill Cruz Wiggins. It is March 30th, 2022. I'm recording this morning early at 6.04 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. Again, thanks for joining us today. May God continue to lift you up in your areas of life, and that the angels may be all around you. May you entertain an angel unknowingly and give them the peace of living for Christ Jesus. Amen. To my good friends John and Marie, may the God of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ continue to bless you too each day. We love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. My beautiful wife and soul man in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord as well. God bless you, my friends. So we close in the name of Jesus at 6:03. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God bless you, my friends. God bless you, Jesus. Amen.